Well, hello there, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, and I'll be your host this hour for a little musical variety program, music of the first half of the 20th century played from original 78 RPM records. This past week, I had one of those little experiences that caused me to reflect on time, the nature of time, the passage of time. We all have those moments. In my case, it was after reading Stephen King's book, The Shining. Yes, I like reading scary stories, and if you're in the mood for one, I highly recommend it. Not that the book really needs my recommendation with its reputation, but in any case, after reading the book, I thought it would be fun to go back and revisit Stanley Kubrick's film of The Shining. And it seemed to me that I had just watched it a couple of years ago, but when I pulled the DVD off the shelf, a little note inside told me that I had last seen it during the George W. Bush administration, so it had been a while, and my mind was playing a trick on me. In any case, it got me thinking about time, and I decided it would be fun to program an entire Shellac Stack show having to do with time. So, here comes an orological program featuring records about clocks, minutes, hours, seconds even, and just time in general. We'll go ahead and start with the High Steppers, a house band recording for the Crown label in 1932. The vocalist is credited as Cliff Reynolds, but it's really studio veteran Dick Robertson. Crown 3365, a good catch-all song to get us started. It's called From AM to PM, I Love You All the Time. Wow, I love that record. What a good way to start off the program. From AM to PM, I Love You All the Time. That was The High Steppers with vocalist Dick Robertson. It was recorded in New York City for the Crown label in July of 1932. Not a very good time in the American record industry. It was the middle of the Great Depression, and record sales had slumped to an all-time low. I think in the late 1920s, average record sales per year across the entire industry were something like 90 to 100 million records, and by 1932 that had fallen to about 2 or 3 million records. A huge, huge change. I don't know of any other recordings of that song. This is the only one that I have, and it's the only one listed in the American Dance Band discography, but perhaps there were a few others that have eluded me that fall outside the scope of the Dance Band discography. Nice record, though, The High Steppers, from AM to PM. And that sets the stage for today's orological theme here on the Shellac Stack. We'll be playing records having to do with time, clocks, minutes, hours, all that stuff. And we're going to continue now with a novelty banjo solo by Harry Reeser, one that he recorded in New York in October of 1926 for the Victor label, Victor 20439. This one has the amusing title of The Clock and the Banjo. Well, when you think of great banjoists of the 1920s, I think you have to think first of Harry Reeser. Maybe Eddie Peabody, but I think Harry Reeser comes to my mind first. There he was playing his own composition, The Clock and the Banjo. He recorded that in New York on October 19th, 1926, when he would have been about 30 years old. He was born in Ohio in 1896, and if we can believe the Wikipedia entry for him, he was first cousin to Orville and Wilbur Wright, inventors of the airplane. Of course, that's coming from Wikipedia, and I couldn't corroborate that with any other sources, so we'll have to take that with a grain of salt. But being from Ohio, and given that his mother's maiden name was Wright, I suppose it's plausible. Anyway, Harry Reeser was quite the child prodigy. He played not only banjo, but piano, saxophone, and a few other instruments as well. He moved to New York around 1920 and started working in several dance bands and recording a lot of solos under his own name. He remained active in music all the way up until his death in 1965, when he was performing in the Pitt Orchestra for Fiddler on the Roof on Broadway at the Imperial Theater. While tuning up his guitar before a show, he collapsed of a heart attack and died. What a way to go, though. Harry Reeser. Well, from one banjo virtuoso, we'll turn now to a real virtuoso of the piano, Ray DaCosta, and then from her on to a virtuoso of the accordion, John Molinari. These next two records seem thematically linked, at least in terms of title. First up, it's Parade of the Minutes, Ray DaCosta at the piano, recorded in London, May 20th, 1931, issued on his master's voice B3877. And then it's John Molinari playing the accordion for Dance of the Hours. He recorded that in 1950, and it was issued on the Accordia label, record number 1953. So first up, Parade of the Minutes, followed by Dance of the Hours. To start us off, here's Ray DaCosta. Thank you. Have the well-known Dance of the Hours, played by John Molinari, preceded by Ray DaCosta playing Parade of the Minutes. Well, from minutes and hours, we'll turn to a couple of records now that are more generally about time, and these have almost the same title. First, Terence Casey at the organ, recorded in Brighton, England in 1931, will play Time Alone Will Tell. This was issued on the Columbia label. And after that, we'll hear the Imperial Dance Orchestra, directed by Billy James, play Time Will Tell, recorded on April 16th, 1929. Jerry White is the vocalist on that. So first up, Time Alone Will Tell, and then Time Will Tell. Here's Terence Casey.
Thank you. love was worthwhile. Just a word and you threw it away. Time will tell if the gleam of my smile will be welcome when skies are gray. Nobody knows just what tomorrow will bring, but there be long summers when memories cling. Now and then you may want me again. Just remember that time will tell.
We started that little pairing with Terence Casey at the organ, recorded in England and issued on British Columbia record DB659, Time Alone Will Tell. After that, the song was Time Will Tell, played by the Imperial Dance Orchestra, a pseudonym for the Billy James Orchestra, a Banner record from 1929, Banner 6379. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. On today's program, it's something of a salute to time, or at least we've got an orological theme here going on, and lots more good records to come, including a couple more couplings of songs with nearly identical titles that are different songs. But this is as good a time as any for me to pause and mention that if you're enjoying the program, and if you'd like to write to me, you can send me an email, address it to shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. Feel free to send along your comments, questions, suggestions, or requests, or just drop me a note to say hi. Also, if you're enjoying the program and you have some friends or family who you think might enjoy listening to it as well, perhaps you could drop them a note or post something on your little Facebook feed and tell other people about the Shellac Stack so that they can enjoy these records right along with us. Okay, up next, I have a record by Mary Jane Walsh, who seems to have been on Broadway in the late 1930s. She didn't make very many records, but the few she did, I think, are quite good. She recorded this on September 23rd, 1939. It's a Rodgers and Hart song called I Didn't Know What Time It Was. This is Columbia 35236. And we'll answer that with the Don Byas Quartet, and I'll let you figure out the title for yourself. I think you'll recognize it. So, with no further ado, let's hear Mary Jane Walsh sing I Didn't Know What Time It Was.
Once I was young, yesterday perhaps, danced with Jim and Paul and kissed some other chaps. Once I was young, but never was naive. I thought I had a trick or two up my imaginary sleeve. But now I know I was naive. I didn't know what time it was. Then I met you. Oh, what a lovely time it was. How sublime it was too.
didn't know what day it was. You held my hand, warm like the month of May it was. And I'll say it was grand, grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was, life was no prize. I wanted love and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise and I know what time it is now. Grand to be alive, to be young, to be mad, to be yours alone. Grand to see your face, feel your touch, hear your voice, say I'm all your own. I didn't know what year it was, life was no prize. I wanted love and here it was, shining out of your eyes. I'm wise and I know what time it is now.
Well, Mary Jane Walsh may not have known what time it was, but did you? That was the Don Byas Quartet. 3 o'clock in the morning was the time. That was recorded August 30th, 1945. Gosh, just a few days after VJ Day. That song, though, goes all the way back to the early 1920s. It was composed by Julian Robledo. In the group, we heard Don Byas, of course, playing the sax. Slam Stewart was playing bass and singing. I guess you could call it singing. Errol Garner was the pianist and Harold West at the drums. That was on the Super Disc label, record number 1006. Before that, Mary Jane Walsh singing the Rodgers and Hart song, I Didn't Know What Time It Was, from September of 1939. Well, up next, I promised you a few more pairs of songs that have nearly identical titles but are actually different songs. And first up, we'll hear Am I Wasting My Time on You, sung by Elliot Shaw, a Victor record from May of 1926. This song was written by Howard Johnson and Irving Bibo, but we'll follow it with another song by Jack Manis and Sanford Green called Am I Wasting My Time? That'll be played by Ruby Newman and his orchestra, also a Victor record, this one from June 6th, 1932, with the aptly named vocal group The Funny Boners. Just love saying that, The Funny Boners. So let's go ahead and start now. Elliot Shaw singing Am I Wasting My Time on You, followed by Am I Wasting My Time, played by Ruby Newman and his orchestra. And I certainly hope I'm not.
Worried and blue all over you, pleading for love but in vain. I've implored, will my reward be only heartaches and pain? Am I wasting my time by thinking you are mine and dreaming the way that I do? Am I wasting the tears I've cried all these years, just wondering if your love is true? Will I lose in the end and just be a friend? Please tell me it's time that I knew. Will my heart have to pay? Will you send me away? Am I wasting my time on you? I've cried all these years, just wondering if your love is true. Will I lose in the end and just be a friend? Please tell me it's time that I knew. Will my heart have to pay? Will you send me away? Am I wasting my time on you?
Started that little pairing with Victor 20070, Elliot Shaw singing "Am I Wasting My Time on You?" Then it was Victor 24042, "Am I Wasting My Time?" Ruby Newman and his orchestra. I hope you don't think you're wasting your time by listening to the Shellac Stack. I'm having fun. I hope you are too. And we have time, I think, for a handful more records on today's program, so we'll continue now with two more songs that have virtually identical titles, but again, are totally different songs. First up, The Columbians, Dance Orchestra Deluxe, recording on which label? You guessed it, Columbia, A3745. From October 18th, 1922, the song is 60 Seconds Every Minute, in parentheses, I Think of You. After that, we'll hear Jan Garber and his orchestra 5 years later, in July of 1927, play 60 Seconds Every Minute, in parentheses, I'm in love with you. So, the basic title here is 60 Seconds Every Minute, although, in the case of the Columbians record, every has little apostrophe, it's E-V apostrophe R-Y, and in the Jan Garber record, every is spelled out, E-V-E-R-Y. That's why I say the titles are virtually the same. Little side note here, the Jan Garber record seems to have been a difficult ordeal. The Garber Orchestra first tried to record it on May 18, 1927. They made three takes with two different vocalists. On takes one and two, Webb Hahn was the vocalist, and on take three, the composer for the song, Harry W. Santley, tried singing it. All three of those takes were rejected, so the orchestra came back a month later, on June 17th, and made three more takes, this time with vocalist Joe Bryan. Again, all three were rejected, so they came back yet another month later, July 21st, 1927, and did three more takes, this time with vocalist Johnny Marvin. So apparently, the third session and the fourth vocalist were the charm, and we got the issued record, which is take nine. So if the band sounds a little bit tired, that's why. In any case, let's go ahead and start off with the Columbians. Two versions, or should I say two songs, called 60 Seconds Every Minute. Thank you.
minute, 60 minutes every hour, I'm in love with you. Every hour in the day, most everybody hears me say that I'm in love with you. I'm lovesick and I can't deny it. Cure me with kisses, come on, won't you try it? 60 seconds every minute, 60 minutes every hour, I'm in love with you.
And play, but no matter how I end my song, it always starts this way. If you ask how much I love you, this is all that I can say. Every minute of the hour, every hour of the day, I am always dreaming of you, loving you the same old way. Every minute of the hour, every hour of the day.
I slipped in a little bonus record at the end. That was Bob Causer and his Cornelians, an ARC studio band, on a Mellotone record from 1936 with Chick Bullock singing. The song was by Nick Kenny and Charles Kenny. It was called Every Minute of the Hour, Every Hour of the Day. Before that, we heard Jan Garber and his orchestra, 60 Seconds Every Minute, I'm in Love with You. And we started the set back in 1922 with the Columbians, 60 Seconds Every Minute, I Think of You. We have time for, I think, two more records on today's program. And to wind things down on this time-related program, we'll hear Adrian Schubert and his orchestra, A Crown 78 from August of 1931. Paul Small is the vocalist on The Hour of Parting. But that's not quite the end. We'll finish up with Louis Armstrong and his Hot 7 from 1927. He'll have the final say on a song called The Last Time. How appropriate. So here's Adrian Schubert and his orchestra, The Hour of Parting.
My heart I can hear the song we heard when I met you. Love, it was a night of romance that all began with a dance I never will forget. A dreamy tango, I still hear them playing. Tango, they played while we two were saying, love, we know that love cannot die, but now we're saying goodbye. The parting hour is thank you.
Now it's the last time, honey babe, we parted many times before. It's the last time, honey babe, I mean I don't want you no more. Now there's only one thing that grieves me to my heart. Together so long, I hate to part. But the last time, honey babe, I mean it's the very last time. I mean it's the very last time. Honey, it's the last time, honey babe, I mean it's the very last time. It's the last time, honey babe, me not to want you no more. I don't care, you can tell your brother, stop your ringing and twisting, mama, cause I ain't going no further. It's the last time, honey babe, I mean it's the very last time. I mean the do-de-do-de-do-do.
Can you not love Louis Armstrong? Such a good record. That was called The Last Time, recorded in Chicago, September 6th, 1927. And would you believe it? Not even issued for nearly 15 years until it came out on Columbia 35838. Before that, Adrian Schubert and his orchestra, The Hour of Parting. Well, it is time for us to part for this edition of the Shellac Stack. That's all there is. Thank you again so much for joining me for these 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. And I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.